Hey-o!
God, I love that song. Oh, it really gets me through the day. But you know what else is going to get me through the day?
I do.
The 55th big game is this weekend. You know what game I'm talking about. It's so big, I don't even have to tell you which game it's for. What sport? Yeah, 55! A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some trophy. Barf! To finish off the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players a no-brainer of an offer to celebrate. Oh, man, we're going to spoil it. Celebrate football's finale. Ah! DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if a touchdown. No, oh, another spoiler. If a touchdown is scored in the big game. All right, that's it. All right? All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night. Boom! Your money is doubled. Sounds like a no-brainer to me. Matt, as if this game wasn't enough reason to party, with double the cash, you'll be celebrating all the way till next season. Yeah.
Don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs and instant prizes for everyone who enters the contest. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to get a shot at doubling your money. If a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game, that's promo code THPN to get a shot at doubling your money during Sunday night's season finale. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9-WITH-IT or in Colorado 1-800-522-4700. DraftKings, download it. Use that promo code. Make some money. Mike, now that we've lost all of our listeners and viewers after that lengthy...
Yeah.
Let's talk about what today's show is going to be about.
Gotta pay those bills.
How about let's go early today, Mike, instead of waiting for this game to end, because I'm pretty sure we know what's going to happen. We know what the final result will be. So we're going to go ahead. We'll rant about that. Mike, I'm going to rant about Matthias Brome because I'm not very happy about that. So if you guys want to stick around and listen to that, there's a few different ways to take a look at what happened with Brome. And I've got just one way that you really should be thinking about it, especially if you're running the Detroit Red Wings. And, we can't jump in now. We got to tell you guys about our other brother show on the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm sorry. This is just stick around. We've got one more ad. It is coming up.
It'll be quick. We'll be right back.
And now, the starting lineup for your Blue Notes podcast. Tom Franklin and the man called Wags.
Hello and welcome to Blue Notes. I am one half of your Blue Notes team, Tom Franklin, joined by my teammate, the man called Wags. And we are your home for St. Louis Blues coverage on the Hockey Podcast Network. And that includes expert analysis, whether it's at Enterprise Center.
When you're fighting for spots for the playoffs, one or two points could make the difference. And we'll be looking back at games like tonight here at Enterprise Center as lost opportunities.
Or at home.
Penalties, that was a big, big piece. You know, you're wearing down some of your best players because they're out on the ice for so many penalty kill opportunities. Just a complete breakdown.
Blues first round pick, Jake Neighbors.
Braden Shan texted me, and then the head coach, Craig Berube, reached out as well, and Ryan O'Reilly as well. And then the next day on day two of the draft, Tarasenko FaceTimed me. So that was pretty cool. So.
And we're the only hockey podcast in the Hockey Podcast Network to have a Hawaiian hockey correspondent. The Hawaii Blues fan, Guy Bensing.
In true Dan Kelly fashion, Dan Kelly says, F you, Keaton. I know who's the starting pitcher for Game 4 of the World Series. You damn well know who the starting goalie is for Game 4 of the NHL season. And it walked away.
And we have a musician, too. Not only is he responsible for this fat beat you're listening to right now, but he has also performed absolute works of art.
And it seems to me you played the game with a candle. Never wanting to leave the ice when the pain set in.
So check out Blue Notes wherever you get your podcasts from. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. I'm Tom Franklin reminding you to not be a chump, listen to Blue Notes, and always play to the whistle.
A reminder that you can follow Blue Notes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Blue Notes Pod. I'm the voice of the Blues, Tom Calhoun.
Whoa. All right, I'm awake.
All right. We're back.
What do you want?
How do you like my mug? I feel like I'm Detroit Red Wing right now. It's a little UWM action, huh?
Hey-o. Hey, now they know.
They know that I have a mug from UWM.
It's a contest. You're going to be two pro Red Wings because you need to see them successful. So anything that Mike says today, everybody, just know that he's 75% more on the Red Wings side than he should be. Anyways, that joke went over great. Mike.
That's okay. All right.
Are we still down 5-1? Did anything change while we were watching all those ads?
Since we've been waiting for the ad copy, it is still a 5-1 bare butt beating by the Tampa Bay Lightning on your beloved Detroit Red Wings.
Shellacking, as yeah. I put it. I actually just came off of the Slapshot Sweethearts show. Guys, highly recommend you check that out. Go to their YouTube channel. They're almost at 100 subscribers. Sorry, no more ads, but... it was rough to discuss what was going on live in this game. And it was something too, that I was like, I'm really not helping your channel right now because I should be more angry, but we're like on schedule with this. You know, we said it in the last episode or the last couple of episodes is our new phrase, Red Wings on schedule. Why? Because we knew that this was going to be this rough of a season. And so we shouldn't have lost the way we did to the Blackhawks, but Mike, I think it's pretty fair. If the Tampa Bay Lightning were going to set up their season schedule, if the Tampa Bay Lightning fans were thinking, what game should we tune into? Which game are we going to have the most fun watching? I'm sure most of them would have checked to the Red Wings box. So we are going to look at things with a little more rosy picture. We're going to say, no, we're doing great this year. Did you see Bobby Ryan scored 4 goals to start his career with the Red Wings? That felt really great. But these...
Yeah.
God damn. I re-listened to our last episode, Mike, and I was really sour during the last episode. I was saying some dumb things. I was saying things that I might regret at a later date, you know, things
you,
come around. But, you know, honestly, again,
we call you Maddie the Brain Heenan. I don't know what happened over there.
the 5-1 score right now against Tampa Bay. I mean, Mike, we'll put it this way. On BODpodcast.com and brothersofdiscussion.com, myself, Mike, you,
Jesse. I feel like we need to work on a Bobby the Brain Heenan impression because at some point we just need somebody delusional to defend this Red Wings team. It's not fair to Flair. All right, it's not fair that the Red Wings, they get screwed every year. They don't get any good players. The refs are cheating against them. There's nothing you can do. It's not fair to Flair. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just inspired because I was watching the 1992 Royal Rumble. Mike Suara jumping in. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Can we fast forward to the offseason? That would be fantastic. I totally agree. And this shortened season is going to feel like the longest season ever. This is rough.
Well, I just had that conversation with the Slapshot Sweethearts. Like, this whole thing was just 56 games. Whatever, 56, 82, I'm going to be buzzed the whole time anyway because it's going to be a rough ride. Yeah. But what I was going to say is on our site, like bodpodcast.com/Red Wings Rant, we picked it straight down the line. I picked Tampa Bay 4-2. You.
Ooh, I did have 6-1. So I'm a little disappointed right now that they only have 5. Come on, Tampa. Pepper those shots in.
Yeah, did you say it? Yeah, you went 6-1. That was your pick.
Yeah.
So you're almost there. I thought you did that as a joke, but now I know you just know hockey better than I do.
It's the prognosticator. And yeah.
Just to double up on how much more you and our blogger Jesse know, he also said 6-1, to which I laughed. I laughed when you said it. I laughed when Jesse said it. Jesse, if you're watching, what's up, buddy? I didn't think it would be this bad. So when I say we're on schedule, the loss happens. I didn't think it would be. So I didn't think it would be 3 goals in 5 minutes, Mike, to start this game.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is a real hockey team. Oh my God! I mean, even as a Red Wing fan, if you're kind of bummed watching your team just get borderline assaulted. I would watch this just to kind of see what the future should look like. Like when we lost to Chicago, that still felt like if we had the offensive talent, it probably would have been like an 8-7, game in that little series in both cases. Because Chicago's just kind of going bananas and, with reckless abandon going to the net. But everything Tampa Bay does is so measured. I'm a huge basketball fan, and I can't remember the last time I saw such a designed approach to offense where Tampa Bay, their guys would almost skate in slowly just to use their bodies as a pick, and then they would just pass it to somebody who was wide open because they would use, their body to essentially take two Red Wings out of the play, and then they would set up, some easy-looking, high-danger scoring chance, some easy-looking one-timer. And it was all about just kind of like slowing the puck down. It kind of reminded me of like a chase scene in a movie when the good guy kind of slams on the brakes. It was such controlled, measured, speed on offense. And then they just use their bigger bodies to just set these natural picks. It was brilliant. It was such excellent strategy.
Yeah, the McDonough goal comes to mind. That one was a lot of that had to deal with some bad positioning, as you saw Hronek going to the wrong side of the ice. But I just, you're right. Like that happens because of that. I mean, there's pinpoint accurate passing as well.
Yeah,
should not be ignored.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
But yeah, it really is top to bottom. Just this, the game is slowed down totally. And you could even, Mike, I'm going to say this. It was so slowed down that even, and I know I'm kind of saying this jokingly, even Ken Daniels and Mickey Redmond, their own pace was slowed down. Their delivery.
Because that contagious.
Yes. No, absolutely. Like, this was so methodical, the way that this played out. And again.
Yeah, this was surgery, except, they weren't making us better. They were just removing organs. It's just slowly, methodically. I love that word. It was tough to listen to this game. I had to put it on mute because it just broke my heart to listen to poor Ken Daniels, try to get through this one. And on goal number 5, and then there was like another scoring chance that, almost went in, didn't quite get to 6 like I wanted. And the guys who get paid professionally by, the Red Wings to call games, they were openly sighing.
I put it as Ken Daniels sounded like he was doing play-by-play for a funeral. It he was so somber. Like, that was – it felt like – and this is my observation. I'm not making fun of when people get hurt, but it sounded like when somebody gets really badly hurt – and how the announcers call the rest of the game. Like, it was that bad.
Yeah, it sounded like he was narrating, the last 5 minutes of My Dog Skip.
So what I brought up here is the shot chart. And this is funny because it's actually, Mike, we've seen it worse. We've seen this thing look more red in different spots. This is just something to kind of go back to the last game and to kind of talk about some of the conversations I've seen online of like the difference between a team that's ready to go, fully built, what does it look like? And, the fact that, there's a lot of shots right up the middle. But like I said, we've seen that red, more red and right directly in front of the net. Obviously, it's not hurting Tampa Bay's ability to put the puck in the net. But I guess what the scary thing is one, how far away we truly are. Two, how much worse this could actually be for this game. It almost looks like they're pulling back. And if anything, for game number 2, how do you do anything but pick Tampa Bay? Go for the over again. I went with the over today, Mike. So I'm actually pretty psyched. The second Tampa made it 5-1. I was like, hey, all right, I doubled my money. Nice. I felt pretty good. But I mean, why would you go? I guess that's the other point, right? Why would you go any other way? Like real quick, I mean, I always feel like we're being attacked, but the funny thing is probably nobody's actually thinking of Red Wings rant when they're making these comments. But I saw the thought going out there from the Winged Wheel podcast hosts and showrunners, and they were making the comments about after Mantha scored on his breakaway goal, why would you ever trade him? And there's some folks fighting the good fight. And I would want to throw out there just a reminder of like, this isn't the situation where we're trading Connor McDavid. And to that point, the last guy on my list to trade, well, the last guy on the list is Dylan Larkin. Number two is Anthony Mantha.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you close that door. You leave that door open. Mike, it's 5-1. It's 5-1. I need to make that statement. You need to keep the door open for any and all trade opportunities, because if you are trading a guy that's performing this well, you are going to get something juicy back. It's not something you don't make the comment that he needs to be traded. You make the comment that everything is available. I think that is a key distinction that we here at Red Wings Rant believe in, that there's nobody that's on a do not call us about list. Everybody's on that list. But again, I think the difference between like what Tampa Bay has set up, like, no, we're not trading Kucherov, even though he's hurt. No, we're not trading Victor Hedman. Where the Red Wings just say, well, this is the guy, this is last on the list. Like that's the difference of how these teams should be built. So it is pretty cool to be like a super fan and to geek out when he does score those breakaway goals, but it's a little short-sighted to say there's somebody who is, you can't trade on this team. Everybody can be moved. And I think the sooner it's easier to do because something like this is on the way, but the sooner you let go of like the fandom, the sooner you let go of like the, I don't know, like that, the childlike, like you have the stars in your eyes. Like it this team can get better.
Sever that emotional attachment and be more pragmatic. Are we a Mantha plus one more player away from contending? No, we need a lot of assets. We probably need 11 more forwards.
Right. And I think that's to the point that we've been ragging on Yzerman, but he refuses to give a timetable. Mike, his timetable could be 12 years. When we had Ryan Lambert on from Puck Soup, he painted a picture that was 8 years. And I laughed and he said, no, I'm dead serious. You guys are probably still 8 years away from contending. And I went, fuck. And Mike, in 8 years, Anthony Mantha's going to be an old fart. So what do we do? Right. So I guess it depends on what your timetable is. If you think we're going to be successful next year, hey, you know what? That could be your thought process. We absolutely can't get rid of Anthony Mantha. But I think for us, I think it's just that difference where everything should be out on the table. But Mike, I think it's time unless you want to.
Yeah. Is it time for a game?
Oh, no, it's time for Matt to. I'm actually pretty fucking pissed about Brome. We're called Red Wings Rant, and I don't think we rant enough. Mike.
It's not just – yeah, okay. So, Brome, he gone. I don't even think he's on the taxi squad anymore, is he?
He's on the taxi squad.
Because we got to keep Franz Nielsen. We got to keep him. I don't know if Brome – he's had too many, near goals, and Iceman's like, whoa, buddy. Easy there. We're not trying to score goals, all right? We got a whole different plan over here in Detroit, all right? We're going to play this guy over here. He gets it, all right? This is Franz Nielsen, all right? You see that A on his jersey? He understands the Iser plan, all right? No pucks and nets. Not offensively. Defensively, let him out in, all right? That's great. But offensively, boo. Don't even attempt it, okay? So we're going to teach you a lesson. We're gonna sit you down. All right, you're not going to play. I want you to just watch Franz. All right, beautiful. Here's the Tampa Bay game. Here's a yawning net. No goal. Beautiful. See, Franz gets it. All right. Hold on. If you don't believe me, listen to Ken Daniels and Mickey Redman. Holy mackerel. That net couldn't have been more open. All right. See, now we just turn that back down. That's what we're looking for, kid. All right. You want to make it big? You be a Franz Nielsen. You get an A on your jersey. Isn't that cool? It's like a scarlet A, but you get a big white A. Ooh. And you get ice time. All right. Because if you fuck up my draft, I'll fucking kill you. All right. See you, kid.
So here's my problem. Like,
yeah.
We're going to watch 56 games of this baloney. Mike, this is grade A baloney. We're going to watch 56 games of this. I need a reason to get excited. Okay? Yeah. I don't get excited for Sam Gagne coming back. I definitely don't get excited for Franz Nielsen getting a fucking A on his shirt. And I certainly don't get excited knowing that Valtteri Filppula is going to be out there.
Are those on backorder at NHLgear.com? Franz Nielsen A jerseys?
Only the reverse retros. Mike, I mean, it's right here. This is all they had to do. They're sitting there making the argument about the scoring chances or the shots on net or the possession should be higher for a guy like Brome. There's two great examples right underneath them. If you guys are watching on YouTube, those examples, Mike, with Matthias Brome's Corsi 4 percentage being at 45.52, two yeah. spots underneath them, Mike. And I'm not going to point out Giovanni Smith. I am going to point out Franz Nielsen, who is at 42.55, and two spots below him is Valtteri Filppula. There is no goddamn reason that though I should still be watching those guys unless they can come out on my goddamn TV. And I you know what? The Iser plan, all the way. I'm all for it. But if this is part of the Iser plan, is to make sure that we suck and lose 5-1 to Tampa Bay. I don't know what the score is right now.
5-1.
Please, God, come out and tell me that. Because you can't look at me and say that the guy who's actually bringing excitement to this offensive side was the guy that we needed to drop to the taxi squad. There's nothing there. Unless Mike, this is something where they're trying to prove that these other guys don't belong.
Yeah.
And Ernie doesn't belong. Fine. Go ahead and prove that. But if I want to watch this, I need something to get me excited. None of those guys get me excited. This is the maddest I think I've been at a roster decision since we've been doing this podcast. And it's so, we're talking about a guy who struggled. Like he has been on the first line. He's been bouncing around all over the place. We know, you know, Jesse puts it in our blogs. It's the Blashill blender. So we know he's bouncing all over. But in the grand scheme of things, we're talking about a guy who's a bottom six forward. I don't care. This is such an easy decision to make. Give us the guy who's doing the Forsberg deke to try and score a goal. Don't trot out these old pieces of garbage. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. This decision better get flipped sooner rather than later. Or I don't know. I mean, this is really turning into a situation where I couldn't be more mad on something that's a bottom six forward, but I just want that excitement. Bring yeah. any sort of excitement to the game. Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a quick question here. I'm just going to give you a counterexample. So I love watching basketball, and unfortunately, if you're watching this, you're probably in Detroit. You've probably seen the Pistons, for some reason, sign Mason Plumlee in the offseason. It was one of the most laughable contracts in free agent history. But he's come, and as laughable as he is, he's in his 30s. You know, he's past his prime, if he ever had a prime to begin with. But he still brings something to the table. There's objective evidence where it looks like he plays a little defense. He gets, you know, double-digit points. He hits his free throws. He sets some pretty good picks. Matt, my question for you, my line change question for you. We can see in the deep cut analytics that Nielsen does not have the productivity that we get out of Brome. Is there anything, you know, maybe surface level or, you know, on the eyeball test that maybe, you know, maybe we're being just a little too critical on and we're not giving Franz credit for it?
No.
Well, I asked the question. That's all we get.
I'm bringing it up right now. I mean, even the individual expected goals that we're looking at right now on YouTube, they do show that Franz Nielsen, from his own efforts on the ice, he's bringing more to the game than Brome would. But I still don't give a flying fuck. This is a young guy that we were all excited when we started watching him score in training camp. Franz Nielsen is a stinky piece of garbage. I want him thrown away, and I don't want him infecting what's going on. But you know what? Then just go down a step. Go to Valtteri Filppula right there. He's a few steps below Brome. Boom, decision made. You've got your guy that's going to be in the lineup. Either Filppula or Nielsen. There's something else going on here where they either are forcing the shittiness, or there really is just bad decision making, which should also scare the crap out of us. But I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think that's it. If anybody's listening, and I know they're not, but if anybody's listening, I need more excitement. I can't do this. I can't do this for another, whatever, 40 games and just watch us get destroyed. All right.
Well, I got to think too, like maybe it's, I want to just save this maybe until this weekend. Cause it looks like the Griffins are actually going to come back. We got some hot games against the Chicago Wolves and the Cleveland Monsters and then the Rockford Ice Hogs. So maybe I like to see Brome, you know, maybe play on a first or second line or third line and get some more ice time. But I don't have the number at a point to understand where this Franz Nielsen fetish comes from. I don't get it.
All right. So Mike, I think it is time we play some games here.
All right, let's get some games in, bud.
This is kind of funny where this is actually headed. Cause if we're going to sit here and talk about Franz Nielsen, this is a good direction for us to go for one of my favorite segments, which is Be the GM.
Yeah, I love Be the GM.
Alrighty, Mike. So this week's Be the GM.
Man, stop fucking bangs and claps, man. Yeah. Alright.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Give myself a concussion. We just do a dance party sometimes. That's what that game is. All right. Woo! All right, man. What's going on? Woo! All right.
Couldn't hear me talking that whole time?
I mean, I did, but I just heard the music. All right.
Oh, all right. Well, here's our fun game. This is, right. I was being silly. Mike, who would you have benched besides Matthias Brome? You can like, retweet, or comment. Feel free to head on over to @BODHockey to give us your thoughts. You've got three individuals there who have done a dog shit job of playing hockey. So head on over, give us your thoughts. Mike, are you, just for the sake of getting people over to @BODHockey on Twitter, let's not say who these actually are, but I want you guys who are either listening on the podcast, or maybe you could still see it on YouTube, head on over there and give us your thoughts. But Mike, are you liking, retweeting, or are you going to comment who you would have benched besides Brome?
Well, I think this tweet is going to get a lot of play, Matt, because I'm probably going to like it, retweet it, and comment, because any of those options would have been better than sending Brome away. I thought this was one of the young pups that we were, you know, willing to take to, you know, puppy school. And it's all right, buddy. If you make a mistake and piddle on the floor, you're getting there. Come on. You know, and he had a few treats on his nose and, you know, now they're just sending him to the pound. And I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Well, time to play our last game. We got to wrap up so we can start watching some wrestling. Mike, are you ready for your favorite game?
Who's that? Yeah, starring head coach Jeff Blashlin Red as the color commentator, the voice of the Red Wings on the Detroit radio, Paul Woods. Matt, very excited to be here, friend of the show. How's everything going over there? Sounds great. All right, Matt, what we got here is another quote from head coach Jeff Blashlin. Terry picked as usual out of context, and Matt is going to try and guess who that player is. Matt, are you ready?
I am ready. I'm not cheating. Because we didn't score, I'm sending a tweet to the Slapshot.
Yeah, sweetheart. Opening up every recent Red Wings story he could find. All right, here we go. Paul Woods, take it away before he finds it. All right. Well, Blank is as competitive a person as I have been around. Detroit coach Jeff Blashill said this offseason, when he goes up against the other team's best players, he wants to win that battle to a level that the great ones have in terms of competitiveness, said head coach Jeff Blashill. End quote. Matt, you right. Get one guess on this one.
Can you read that again? I was too busy laughing at you saying competitiveness.
Hold on. Let me get Paul back on. All right, back. He's back. All right. Well, Blake is as competitive a person as I've been around. Detroit coach Jeff Blashill said this offseason, when he goes up against the other team's best players, he wants to win that battle to a level that the great ones have in terms of competitiveness. End quote. All right. Now, Paul had to leave because the Red Wing game, the bare bottom spanking that we got from Tampa is finally over. I lost. I picked 6-1. It was only 5-1.
Yep.
So shame on me.
I was right with how many goals would be scored.
He's going to drink himself to sleep.
I'm going to go. So it's his 400th game today. So I'm guessing Dylan Larkin is the quote today. Swish.
Man, you know when you shoot a layup and then it bonks off the rim and then it goes back in? Matt, you are correct. Dylan Larkin is as competitive a person as I've been around. Oh, look at Matt. Doing some pandering to his daughter, who's hopefully never going to watch these. but yeah, that was another exciting edition of Who's That Pokemon?
Bingo, bingo. That's right. All right. That was fun. I'm always happy to win those. We got to actually keep track of my streak. I think that's 2 in a row, right?
I think you're back at 1 in a row.
Well, when I got one right on the last episode, and then I got one right this episode, I think.
Right. I know how, you know, consecutive works. You need to figure out how to do 2 in a row, and then we'll start keeping track of them. And it's been pretty easy.
All right, I'll check the record books. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. If you could do me a favor, since they featured us on the show, go to Slapshot Sweethearts, go to their YouTube channel. Give them the old subscribe. But when you're done doing that, head on over to the Brothers of Discussion. Give us that subscribe as well. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you could go to Apple Podcasts with the subscribe, rate, and review, you're going to help elevate us and the entire Hockey Podcast Network. So we greatly appreciate that as well. We are coming out with blogs now. And if you haven't checked them out, they're at bodpodcast.com/Red Wings Rant. Just like any blog, you're going to get the ask to join and subscribe. If you do that there, you're not going to miss a single blog. We do have some fun, including tonight, where we picked between the three of us, including our blogger, Jesse, getting demolished by the Lightning. So we're going to nail them every time. I guarantee it. One of us will. So find that there. And, of course, the good old at BOD Hockey for Twitter. At @brothers_of_discussion for Instagram. And we are now sponsored, as you heard in the top of the show, by DraftKings. So head on over to DraftKings, go to the sportsbook, download the app if you want, and use promo code THPN to unlock all those free games and prizes and chances at more money. But you've got to use promo code THPN to get involved in all that fun stuff. All right, Mike, you ready to watch some pro wrestling?
Oh, yeah!
It's always a good way to end the Wednesday night show. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And follow along at BOD Podcast to see us tweeting about that. Have a good one.
Bye.